May we start now?
Yes. We've been waiting on you.
You have?
Patiently. We've been ready about 10 minutes.
Patiently.
I noticed.
Patiently.
Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. We studied yesterday in the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. God also has set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him. We talked about how that prosperity and adversity are the same, the same point. Your birth and your death are the same point, the same time. Today is Passover. Today is Judgment Day. Today is Pentecost. Today, today, today. Now is the accepted time. Therefore, there is no time. The gift of God is eternal life. Period. Can you begin to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus? Can you begin to see and be concerned only with receptivity instead of activity? That is how you seek first the kingdom of God. If you do so, then all other things will be made unto you freely. That is the gospel. If there's anything left to do, then you have more to do than you could ever dream about. If there is nothing left to do, then you receive more than you can ever think about. I hope you understand. But the minute you think there's time, then by definition, you will work it. The moment you work, then the reward is not reckoned of grace, but of debt. And the debt is incalculable. We have been forgiven by the blood of Christ. The life is in the blood, in His blood, not yours. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. You have not yet resisted unto seeing the blood, and you're striving against self-realization. I keep saying it over and over, but it is so simple. Anybody have any response? What? Something's going on. You can't chew.
I'm immensely frustrated.
He can't chew with his mouth full.
That I can't. Say what you said. I believe it's true. I'm working every day at grasping it, I guess. I don't know. That's a stupid thing to say. I don't know. But I can't. I just know that when I sit and listen to somebody talk about what there is to do, it makes me crazy. But I can't speak to it. And that frustrates the hell out of me.
You can't speak to it until you live it, until it becomes you. And that's His business, as long as you repent. That's why what He tells you in darkness, that speak you in light. But don't speak unless there's light. Otherwise, the light you give will be darkness. That's why the prayer always is, O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God, my own eternal life, live thou thy life in me. Do thou thy will in me. Be thou made flesh in me. I have no life but thee. I have no will but thine. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God. If that scene and everything is finished, everything is over. We are in the Messianic age. We have been for one day or 2,000 years. The only function in the Messianic age is rest. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how else to live it.
Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. A little further, we thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
He thought it not something to be grasped to be equal to God, but humbled or emptied himself. He always lived in that moment of dependency where there was nothing to do except the will of God. And that was as natural for him as breathing. And it's as natural for him in you as breathing.
And in the point of eternal life, that's what always happens.
The mind of Christ cannot be any other place in location of sphere than in eternal life. So the moment you have left eternity and paid heed to time, then you have left the mind of Christ.
In your analogy where you do the square, you got God out here and all this character. Christ is in time and space. Right?
He's the Word made flesh.
Made flesh to prove.
What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
By what he has done, we look upon and see, and that seeing and the light.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, when it says, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, that's a statement that leaves you no options. The minute you look unto Jesus as the author and you the finisher, then you've fallen back into deception. And you look at you the finisher the minute you think that something is troubling you or the position you're in is should be different than it is. Then you're looking unto you to be the finisher of faith. You may see him as the author of faith, but you don't see him as the finisher.
Yeah, that's a wild statement. I mean, author and finisher mean that it's all over, it's done, it's complete.
You said you haven't resisted in the blood, and that's in the Bible. I don't know what that means.
Are you sure it's in the Bible?
You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. I'm tempted to say, ask your Bible study teacher.
His Bible study teacher just give him a smart ass.
Huh?
Smart ass answer.
Resist the evil one. Resist the devil and the devil's child, and he will flee from you. You resist him by striving to the point where you see the blood, his blood, not yours. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And once you see his blood, then you can only see his life. You no longer see your life. And if you no longer see your life, then you have seen your death and his life. So you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Because you have continued, instead of resisting unto blood, you have continued to believe instead of resist. Believe in your senses, believe in your mind, believing in the necessity of time. Excusing your rebellion by the need for time. Does that help any?
Yes, so if you haven't yet resisted unto blood, that means you're still resisting in the flesh, trying to be a good Christian.
Trying to be anything. You're trying to be instead of being. That is the most boring place there is on the face of the earth. Trying to be, trying to do it right, trying to live a good life, trying to live a bad life. It doesn't matter what you're doing. As long as you're trying, it's just boring. Try to say the right words. Try to, it's just never ending. Trying to make it through the day. Trying to do a good job. Trying to meet all the vows that you have made in your subconscious or that you're still subject to. Trying to meet all the images of the little wounded child. Oh, Daddy wasn't nice to me. Daddy beat me. Nobody cares. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
I read last night, God told Cain that sin offering lay at the door. Did you see it?
It's been done since before time existed. But you, rather than see it, you think it's heroic. Nobody else will know what I'm talking about. You think it's heroic to cope. Because you've seen all these movies and read all these heroic stories about the epic saga. The hero sagas. Well, they're just crap. They're just vain illusions. It literally is comic book theology. When I was a child, I periodically read comic books. When I became an adult, I threw them all away. When I was a child, I periodically played video games or Tiddlywinks or all the other crap. When I became an adult, I threw them all away. You don't mess in the childish things for sustenance. If you do, then you're going to keep yourself locked in the lower realms, in the kingdom of darkness. And you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. That's why I keep telling you, don't be an observer, don't watch, be. Don't watch the movie, be the movie. Don't play the video game, be the video game. So now you're going to go try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. That doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. God has put all things under his feet. He's Lord of Lords. But we do not yet see all things put under him. So So we think we have these little battles. But we see Jesus in it. Therefore, there's no battle because he's overcome it. And every man that hath this hope in himself, the hope is the resurrected Christ, in himself, and he knows it, he purifieth himself even as he, the Christ, is pure. Ronnie, would you get me a cup of coffee? I'm starting to choke. It's so simple. Do you see what sin is then? Sin is leaving that place. Sin is leaving the place of completeness. Sin is believing there's something to do or some problem to solve or some situation to take care of. When we see, when we hear, we will see. But you can't hear if your ear isn't circumcised. And you can't see if your eyes are holden with by the flesh. All you can see is, what does this mean to me? And you eternally continue as the subject of your own sentence. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. God has set the one over against the other to the end. Man should find nothing after him. That's the entire gospel in one verse. Oh, no, that's not about me because I'm going to leave my children as my heritage. Oh, no, that's not about me because I'm going to leave a good name as my heritage. Oh, no, that's not about me because blah, 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 blah. That which has been is now. That which is to be has already been. And God requireth that which is past. Everything that's past had to be exactly as it is so that you could see today. But don't go back and dig up the crap. Do you think I'm just like giving little aphorisms or something? Is there something to memorize? You can, just for a split second, see, you have absolutely nothing to do. You have no place to, nothing to see. You have nothing to want. You have nothing to need. To judge. If you have examined yourself and if you've proved to your own self that Jesus Christ is in you, then everything is finished. Everything is perfect. Everything is over. Everything is done. If you haven't known that, and if you don't know that, then you're incapable of leaving you behind. Because you think you are about what your life is about. So the moment, and everything in the universe is trying to tell you that your life is about you. That's the purpose of it. It's like everything in the universe was trying to tell Christ that life was about him, and he knew it was about the Father. It was never about his will. It was only about the Father's will. Nothing he did was what he wanted, what he was should do or wouldn't do or whatever. Even going to the cross, even his death, even his baptism, even everything was superseded by the will of the Father. So your only function is to do the will of the Father. The only will of the Father, what's God's will for my life? Jesus Christ. Therefore, your life is finished. It's really not complicated, is it? This is Christianity 101. A remedial Christianity. What?
I must be in the wrong class. I was looking for the AP course, the advanced placement course. I'm in the wrong room.
Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you, though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the inestimable power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Therefore, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove to your own selves. Know you not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. If you're reprobate, you don't know that Jesus is in you. Reprobate is another legal term. It means incapable of repentance. And I promise you, from God's perspective, if you do not know that he is your life and that he is the place of his, you are the place of his resurrection, then you will never, ever, ever be able to repent. Because you will continue to be the subject of your sentence instead of Christ being the subject of your sentence. And it'll go on and on and on and on. And it's so sad. Any of you remember the Children of God?
I do.
David Berg. Or Moses David, or whatever you call him. I interviewed David Berg.
You did?
One Trinity Place, yes. 1972-73. He was here. This is when the Children of God were still. They were very... they hadn't started their weirdness, like flirty,
charismatic kind of community.
Yeah, and they were right over here and over by where the Indian temple is now. Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's called.
Anyway, in the last 3 weeks, David Berg's son has killed his mentor. David Berg died, but David Berg's son, who was the heir apparent, has now committed murder and killed somebody, his teacher or something. And then he committed suicide. And there's a a $10 million charity in Southern California that the IRS is just tied to, that they say they're funding good works all over the world, but they're, what they're really doing is funding the children of God. They're in 90 countries, the children of God. It's huge. They've got 12,000 people on staff. And the reason is that they started out, I'm sure, sincere. Berg was a brilliant guy. But they started out, how can we best evangelize the lost people? And so they began this process of using young, good-looking women to be the bait for their evangelism. Well, that became pretty popular, so the men started being the bait. I mean, so now there's, what do they call it, flirty fishing. And all kinds of incredible, just damnable heresies. And they're huge. But now, I mean, there's the murder, the guy who started, the heir apparent murdered somebody. I can't remember who he murdered. Then he killed himself. And this whole thing is about to explode worldwide.
They had sort of institutionalized child abuse.
Oh, yeah, they had. And not just child abuse, child sex. But it's because they began to be concerned with evangelism. They made it their business, and their mind finally took it to this thing, which is just obscene what's happened.
Well, also, they had no accountability.
That's true.
The leadership was
David Byrne.
They don't even know where the leadership is. In one of those stories.
Yeah, they don't know now.
Nobody in the organization exactly knows where anybody at the top is.
But there's no accountability. They live. But every one of those people believes that they're doing the will of God because they kept searching for the will of God in their life. Every person that goes, you know, and people go to a conference a week or a crusade every other day or some fire anointing place. I mean, they're just endless. Because they don't know that Jesus Christ is in them. And that's just what happens. But here, it's taught daily. It's pushed to the limit daily that Christ is in you, that it's over, that it's finished, that it's Him that lives, that He is the will of God. He is the call of God. He is... So we have a far greater... I don't know how to say this. To whom much has been given, much shall be required. I mean, I don't understand the judgment seat, but I know that the judgment seat of God, the judgment to me will be harsher than it is to somebody that hasn't seen. And the same is true with those that have heard it. And so, you can't excuse your own wandering heart and wandering mind anymore. You've got to see that you've got to bring into captivity every single thought to the obedience of Christ. And that's not difficult. If you want to worship your mind, then do it, really. And write down everything. You know, you have to have a really fast steno because you speak about 130 words a minute. Your mind goes about 1,300 words a minute. And it never stops unless you confront it with something. There is no thought that can take place in anyone's mind that can stand against it is finished. And every time that you don't, in your mind, internally, in you as the temple of the living God, every time you don't cast down that imagination, what's happening? There's only always either one of, it's always, the light is either, it's either on or off. It's either the Antichrist or Christ. It never is, it's never anything lukewarm. It's never anything gray. It's either perfect peace and finishedness, or I'm going to do all this stuff. And every word in the Bible is about this clarity. There's no gray. There's no what ifs. There's this bright, shining light that separates. But if you don't go to war with where the real action is, then you'll be judged by what your thoughts. You'll be judged by it, because every thought you've had is this, is if you had done it. And since Christ is not your life, your life is internal, hidden, creating universes in your mind. And you know that they're all empty and vain and nothing. But you're still looking for that one little good idea somewhere. It's got to be up there. That one little magic potion, that magic omelet, that will trigger success. And you know there is no, that's just sorcery. That's why it says, you know, that's why there's the Buckner chapter was written, Isaiah 57. You go up to the high mountain. There you make your bed. You've discovered yourself to someone other than God. You're wearied in the greatness of your way. Yet you say it's not, there's no hope. You found the hope in the life of these imaginary hands up here. Walk in the sparks. And each one, that's why it's interesting to me that ideas are a light bulb. Or in the Bible, ideas are sparks. Walk in the light of the sparks that you have kindled. And this shall you have at my hand. You shall lie down in sorrow. Oh no, but I'm just thinking God stuff thoughts. No, you're not. Your mind is incapable of it. Your mind can only go self for self. That's all it's capable of doing. That's how it was hardwired. Even if you've given your life to the poor, as long as it's you doing it, as long as you think you're doing something good, then the evil one is present with you. So let this be not the first day of the rest. Let this be the last day of your life. And be able to confess that for me to die is gain, to live is Christ. For me, whatever things are gained to me are lost to Christ. And it's like no other life. But you can't go in and out of it. You can't hear this and agree with it and then go out and start the way of the Gentile, the predetermined course of action, and this is what I'm going to do. Anybody have? I mean, if you will concentrate on what it is that and who it is that you contain, and be only concerned with Him, your life will be revolutionized. Never again about doing. Never. Never making you the subject of your sentence. and your thoughts. That's what defines how you conduct your life, is the thoughts. Alrighty. Everybody understand with perfect clarity?
Yes.
The elder has spoken. Take it, big guy.
Well, it was the basics class.